With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. We are here. Yay. How are you today?
Yay. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm really enjoying the current weather, but I know that, you know, by the time you're listening to this, it'll be after a very soaking rain. And, you know, we're recording this on Thursday late afternoon, which is still a lovely day. But I guess we can't avoid the cold weather forever. So, yeah, there was a really big miss on all of this because it's over now as far as what happened, but I'll bring everybody up to date next week. But there is or was a surprise birthday party for my sister in downtown Philadelphia Friday evening, and my brother was going to come to the event and stay for the weekend, but his airplane tickets were canceled by Frontier because the airport is closed due to Hurricane Nicole and will not open again until Friday morning, at which point it's too late to try to make reservations for the same day because the party starts at 6 o'clock that evening. So it's most unfortunate that he will not be able to be at this party because we were all very much looking forward to seeing him and his wife Trudy. And you know, those times are few and far between at this point in life, so we like to make sure that we make reasons for all of us to get together. And then the thought occurred to me, well, you know, Patrick has never in his life been to Disney World in Florida. And I keep telling him that it's an experience that he would love. And he thinks of it as being the cartoon characters of Disney. And I said, it's so, so much more than that. So maybe the idea will be that we should actually plan on going to Florida sometime the next couple of months. But the crazy way things are going with weather and all that nonsense, it's almost scary to even plan it. As my brother said, this is the first time in, what was it, 20, 30 years? That's been any hurricane activity after October 31st.
November. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, we don't know.
It's too bad that Billy isn't coming in anyway. Number one, even if it is, he still could make it, even that it's 6 o'clock. Number two, my brother, the same thing happened to my brother. He was going to for the last hurricane, which was on the West Coast. He was going to play in his annual Jersey Shore golf tournament with his best friends. They go every single year, and this was the first year without his best buddy Mark O'Malley. And so Timmy's like, there's no way I was missing it. And because of the hurricane, he thought that his flight might be canceled. So it was a couple days before the actual date. And his wife said to him, Joanne said, Timmy, maybe you should try to rearrange your flight, see if you can get out of here sooner, so that you're out of here and you get there, even though that means you'll be gone a little longer and you'll be in New Jersey or wherever you need to go. You can do that. And Timmy's like, really? And she's like, yeah, why don't you do it? So Timmy did, because otherwise he would have been like Billy and not have been able to get out. But but because he made it earlier, I think it was a day before the he was able to get out 2 days before the actual flight was supposed to be. So he did that and got out sooner instead of waiting to do it. So it's too bad, you know, that has to be the case, because there's a, as you know, Lynn, where there's a will, there's a way. You know that old line?
Yes, indeed.
So too bad that he... Sometimes you just don't think about it, though. It's just like, okay, it's scheduled. I can't. I'm done. I just feel badly because, you know, it's your sister's 70th birthday, and you were all going to be together, and now because of
a stupid hurricane.
Yeah, you can't. There's issues. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, I also go back to the other thing. There's a reason for everything. So... I don't know what this is, but we'll have to just plan on doing something else to get us together. So that's good. We'll see. Well, the only thing I'm thinking is that my niece, Mara, is pregnant, and she's supposed to be due in April, I believe. So maybe they will come up for that. You know, we might be able to arrange something like that. So anyway, that's good. So that was one thing that I wanted to talk about. It's a good thing that she's celebrating her birthday, but I'm sorry that he won't be here. And also I wanted to do a shout-out to my dear friend David Lytak, who had his birthday yesterday, which for us was November 9th on Wednesday. And I forget which birthday this was, maybe 63. But David is somebody that I'm sure we talked about this once before, if not several times. He is a mail carrier, and he was hit by a truck as he stepped off the curb.
Yeah.
And he recently, at the end of September, had the surgery that he needed on his neck and other parts of his spine. He apparently had some kind of a bone chip that was floating around, and it was very scary for him to do anything because he was so afraid that he might fall or injure himself in some way, and that would affect his neck and his spine. So he had that surgery. It was successful. He's recuperating. He's got lots of bandages and stuff all around. But from what he tells me, the doctors are very happy with the success of the surgery and his recovery. So I just wanted to say hi to David and hope that he had something that was a way of celebrating his birthday on November 9th.
That was my father's birthday is November 9th, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, you want to do the happy birthday in heaven, James Cadden?
Yeah, how about it? Happy birthday in heaven, Pop. Happy birthday. I think it's 95.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Amazing.
So, I know it. Well, anyway, we hope he has a speedy recovery. And he's back on his feet in no time, because God knows he's been very helpful to you guys in all aspects, right? From the boat to Patrick,
yes.
Everything else. He's very helpful.
Yep. And actually, you know, I miss them. I mean, I miss that they're not around, you know, just to hang out with us, because I know that they close up the cottage, as they call it, every year. Usually the second weekend of September. And then they go to a lot of car shows. They're both car fanatics. I think the last count was six. They own six automobiles.
Wow.
And most of them, yeah, they had nine at one point. But a lot of them are antiques. I mean, not antiques in the sense of, you know, Model T antiques, but they're cars that are in optimum condition, and they buy them, and they occasionally drive them around, but for the most part, yeah, they're more show cars than they are anything else. But I don't think that they've been able to do that this year, since David's surgery was third or fourth week of September, so that was out for the season. And normally we wouldn't see much of them after they closed up the cottage, but I just feel like I know that they would occasionally come up for the day, just when, especially in the past couple weekends when we've had such gorgeous weather. But they couldn't, obviously, because David can't be in a car and, you know, jostling around to do anything. So whatever it was, well, you know, we'll see them soon, I'm sure.
There you go.
So have you done anything around the house to officially call it the end of summer?
Yeah, well, my awnings were taken down, which, as Doug Smith says, the lid is gone off my deck in the back, and my front awnings, everything's down, which is a sure sign of fall and winter approaching. So, and that's always, I don't like it. The only good thing is it really puts in a lot of light. So, you know, there's a lot of light coming in now because the awnings aren't up. I'm getting a new door in my kitchen. So my Roman shades are off my old doors, you know, and so all the sun's coming in from the back, which is beautiful. It's just so bright in my house. It's unbelievable. Because there's no leaves on the trees and no awnings, and it's, you know, it's sunny. It was very sunny today and yesterday. So, but anyway, things like that are moving, and you know, you move to, as I told you, we have a sitting room downstairs and a family room upstairs. And I, in the winter, I'm always in the one upstairs because it's just cozier to be upstairs for some reason. So, you know, you move, even how you move, your habits are changed based on weather. I mean, I was outside on my deck all the time since like mid-April or at least the beginning of May, right through till last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So just moving around and getting yourself into that coziness of the fall season. It's nice. I actually like it. I don't like the dark, early dark days now. I hate that, but what are you going to do? So as soon as December 21st comes, we start adding on time every day, and that's a good thing.
Yes, that is good. Yeah, I finally got a load of wood for the fireplace for the fall and the winter.
Yeah,
so that's
an official
statement that yes, that's there. And
there you go.
You know, had the fall cleanup and did all that kind of stuff, and you know, all the trees are bare.
Goodbye. Bye bye.
Yeah. But that's how it goes, you know. You gotta, do what you gotta do.
There you go. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening this morning to Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
We're back. You're listening to the Lori and Lynn Show again. And my name is Lynn Evans, and I'm a certified financial planner and managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I'm thinking about something that sounds kind of corny, but, you know, it's something that's relatively new in the oldest generation, let's call it baby boomers, and then some. And that is that we actually have something called digital assets. And I know that we've talked about this in the past, but recently our friend Scott Linet, attorney Scott Linet, sent a newsletter that was about that. And there are two pieces to this, but I'm only going to talk about the first part at this moment, because I think it's an awareness that we have to have that this is something we need to address. Traditional estate planning always talked about the things you own, the physical things you own, and nobody ever really talks about access to your social media accounts, to your email accounts, to your online checking and savings accounts. We talked about that last week, about the virtual banking branch of Fidelity Bank. But people don't think of that as something that they need to even talk about or consider or memorialize, which is really, I guess, the most important piece. But it is something that you have to acknowledge, and you have to look at it from one of two ways. You either want it completely erased upon your death, or you want someone to have access to it until they've been able to get whatever they can get, and then you want that to be erased. It's very, very hard to do that today. It's hard to pretend you never existed. I still get not emails from, because they can't, but there's still accounts that I would go to online, especially LinkedIn, of people that I know have passed, but their LinkedIn accounts are still there, very much there. And you can leave any kind of messages, and it's still accepted, because nobody has formally said, close down the account. And that's mostly because a lot of the people in their families don't have usernames and passwords, so they can't get in. Now, I know this is an issue that most of the major social media companies deal with, because they know that this is going on. They know that people are passing away and their families have no information as to how do you get rid of the accounts. If I go into Facebook, my mother's account is still on there, and she's gone for 7 years. So it's not just, it's not just that they are there. It's that people who love to find out things like this, the fraud, love to take on somebody's being, so to speak, and do all kinds of things in their name when they're not even around. But people don't know that. I mean, if somebody went in to a department store account and wanted to open up an account under that person's name, as long as you had the information, you could do it. Then you just, you know, you buy what you buy, and boom, all of a sudden there's a bill, and nobody's going to pay it. So it gets really ugly. But here are some of the things that he said in this newsletter, because I think it's important that people hear this. So if you have preferences about what happens to your digital footprint after your death, you need to take action. Otherwise, your online legacy will be determined for you and not by you. If you have any online accounts, such as Gmail, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Apple, Amazon, you have a digital legacy, and that legacy is yours to preserve or lose. Following your death, unless you've planned ahead, some of your online accounts will survive indefinitely, while others automatically expire after a period of inactivity. I don't know that that's true, but it's what he said. And still others have specific processes that let you give family and friends the ability to access and posthumously manage your accounts. Because social media and other digital platforms are such a ubiquitous part of our daily routine, and they can offer intimate snapshots of your life, these digital assets can serve as a key part of your legacy, one you may want to protect after your death. Alternatively, you may prefer to keep your online history private and have it permanently deleted once you're gone. That brings up something that I don't know if you remember the conversation we had with Attorney Barbara O'Hara when we were doing some of the live radio shows, and she came in one day and told us about how she was able to resolve a divorce situation with a client, and it was made far more in her favor than in his, because she was able to see on his Facebook account where he was posting pictures of himself drinking and being at parties and doing all kinds of things, and people don't even think about that. when they post stuff. So just remember that a lot of employers are now, prospective employers, are now going online after somebody applies for a job and looks up all of their social media, and they check out who they are, what they do, what their interests are, and lots of information about them that people don't remember that they posted. So I just say that as a word to the wise. Okay, here's Facebook. He said, unless you choose to have your account deleted, Facebook offers what's known as a legacy contact for managing your profile after death. Using a legacy contact, you can choose someone to control your account's operation and functionality after you pass away. Following your death, Facebook first memorializes your account. Once memorialized, the word remembering is added to your profile name, and only confirmed friends can view your profile or find it in a search. Depending on your privacy settings, friends and family members can post content and share memories on your memorialized timeline. However, memorialized accounts are locked, so your original content cannot be altered or deleted, even if someone has your password. Your Facebook account can be memorialized regardless of whether or not you select a legacy contact. To have your account memorialized, Facebook simply requires your family or friends to provide proof of your death using a special request form and evidence of death, such as an obituary. If you've chosen a legacy contact, that individual can manage your memorialized account based on the permissions you've granted him or her. Some of the actions your legacy contact can perform include writing pinned posts, choosing who can view and post tributes on your profile, responding to new friend requests, updating your cover and profile images, and requesting your account's closure. However, there are certain actions your legacy contact will not be able to perform. This includes logging into your account as you, viewing your direct messages, removing your friends, or making new friend requests. For more in-depth coverage of Facebook's legacy contact service and how it fits in with your estate planning, there's an article on his website that's called Managing Your Digital Afterlife, A Guide to Facebook's Legacy Contact. And then there's more here, but I just think this is an interesting concept because it never happened before. We didn't have this issue. And not only is it something that we have to think about in an estate planning perspective, but also, like I said, if you are a married person or not, I mean, even if you're somebody who applies for a job and you think that you've said everything that can be said on that application and in subsequent live interviews, whether they be on Zoom or in person, the employer will still go back to all of your traditional places like Facebook, Gmail, LinkedIn, Google, and see, just enter your name and see what comes up. And you may not want some of those pictures that you thought were so much fun to be available to a prospective employer. I know this wasn't anything we really had to think about 10 years ago.
Dear God.
No, and it's kind of scary when you realize it. Have you ever Googled yourself, your own name?
Yeah.
Did anything bizarre show up?
Not really. No.
Okay. Well, I've seen a couple, and their names are, because my name is a very common name, there were some things in there of people with a different middle initial or something, or spelled with an E on the end, that really, thank God, I was able to say that's not me. But anyway, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk, or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's three decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show, and I'm Laurie Cadney, owner of Laurie Cadney Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And my name is Lynn Evans, and I'm the managing director and certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. I had an article here from 60 and Me. That's a newsletter and a website. And this was, I think it made me laugh. Let's put it that way, because it's an interesting concept that I think we've probably talked about 100 times. But this is interesting to me because this woman who wrote it, apparently to her it's a new thing. So her name is Darlene Corbett, and she wrote this week. But the name of it is Boomers 65 and Beyond Staying Alive. So it's beyond staying alive, I think, is really the way it's written here. But age 65, exclamation point. What are your thoughts when you hear it? Let's start with past messages. Old, over the hill, retirement, Social Security, and Medicare for Americans are a few common ones. Well, that was then. No more. And she said, baby boomers and generations following them are changing the tune. How do I know? I'm now a 65-year-old woman, grateful and celebrating the fact that I'm not only alive, but continue to thrive. Let's examine the reason 65 was considered a pivotal marker. During the 20th century, when that age became assigned for receiving retirement benefits, the proverbial thought was people would die before reaching their mid-60s. In the 30s, the average life expectancy for men was 58 and women 62. Those numbers have changed. According to Healthline.com, men live an average of 76 years, with women averaging 81. I got to say, in what I've seen, it's 78 years for men and 83 years for women.
Okay.
But, you know, it depends on whose stats you want to read. So she says, wow, life expectancy swelled. What accounts for it? Well, I believe healthier lifestyle, including a reduction in destructive habits and an increase in exercise. Also, as a boomer, I embrace this. We're vain and want a youthful appearance, enjoying life like it's 1999. Yes, we coined the 60 is the new 40 logo. It became so popular that a few years ago, an article in the Wall Street Journal discussed this phenomenon. Other factors which shouldn't be dismissed are the advancements in medical and technological innovation, catapulted during the boomer era. We are living longer. What does that mean? And she says it's the word choice, which I think is a really good way to summarize this. Where some will choose to retire because they have the means, others can't afford to halt employment, not for financial need alone, but mental, emotional, and social health drive individuals to continue their participation in the work pool. Who continues to move past 65? What about the other ventures past 65? I've written in the past about so many people who keep working well beyond the appointed retirement age. Clint Eastwood, a nonagenarian, for those who aren't familiar with what the term means, it's in your 90s, hasn't seemed to stop his professional activities. The richest.com states his worth as $375 million. So we know money is not a need, nor is the lack of abundance of children and grandchildren. What drives people like Mr. Eastwood, an actor, director, songwriter, among his many gifts? Purpose and meaning, I'd venture to say. How about the others who discovered their creative gifts past 50, 60, 70, and 80? Frank McCourt, the author of Angela's Ashes, didn't publish his debut memoir until he was 60. Laura Ingalls Wilder, known for her Little House series, published her first book at age 65, beginning a successful run as a children's book author. Ever hear of A Dangerous Weakness? The author, Lorna Page, became the oldest debut novelist ever recorded. At age 93, she published her book. And this is a fun thing. Using the money to purchase a bigger house for herself and some of her friends. What a treat for her pals with her successful creative endeavors. Yeah. Not everyone writes, but what achievements by others have occurred during the later years? Arcania, I think that's how you pronounce that, Arcania.com, reports that Jim Butenschein left the IT industry at age 65 to start a hair design academy. Although she started at 56, Ernestine Shepherd became the oldest bodybuilder at 78. Michael Grottola began his consulting firm at 65, and Radha Daga founded a food company at 73. Now, this one, I don't know. Maybe you know of an IQVC or something. Laura Gable invented a new bra strap at age 70. I can't imagine that, but anyway. These individuals are examples of those undeterred by age. This author says, I'm 65, and I embrace these role models. As an author and a longtime licensed psychotherapist and hypnotherapist, I don't plan on halting soon. My profession offers a chance to work through the adult life cycle. There's no better role model than Edith Eva Egar, a Holocaust survivor who wrote the book The Choice. She continues to practice as a psychologist at age 95. Dr. Eager's title is most fitting, Choice. Do you have an idea that hasn't taken root? And if so, what's holding you back? Never forget the wise words of two luminaries. It's never too late to be what you might have been. I love that.
By George Eliot. Like it.
Yep. And George Eliot was actually a woman named Marianne Evans. she was, but she knew she could never get her book published if she did it under a woman's name. So she chose George Eliot, and it was published. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Napoleon Hill, as you said earlier, if there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly that. So I just thought that was inspiring to read about. I didn't know about all these people. And, of course, we can't forget the classic icon, which is, what's her name, Mother, the woman who's a painter. But Hubbard? No. What's her name? Painter. Yeah, she did all of her work in the start in her 60s.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's the icon. I can't remember her name. How good is that? Anyway, these are people that we all refer to as people who are inspirations, that those of us who think that at 65 you're supposed to, you know, go out on the front porch in a rocking chair and fold it up, that's not the way it works. And these people are perfect examples of it. Yeah, so, are there people you know that have continued to work well into their 80s and 90s?
I don't know that. Some people, yeah. I mean, like, look at Maury Myers.
Yes.
He's an example. I mean, he's an incredible example. Sondra Myers. I mean, these people work and work and work and work, and they don't slow down, which I think, you know, I mean, it just, my mother worked into her late 70s. She was doing private duty work until, I would say mid-70s. She worked at my brother Jimmy's, too. She worked part-time at my brother. She learned how to run the computer for the cash register in a computer form, which was, you know, and I don't know that she was a pro at it, but she certainly did it and learned to do it. And, she kept doing. And my grandmother and my Uncle Jerry, they didn't work, but they never stopped. My Uncle Jerry was 94. My grandmother was 92, brother and sister. So I think that people are just pushing it. Well, look at Meyer, 72, and never stops, still working. So, because he likes what he does, and that's the difference, you know, find something you like to do and you'll never work a day in your life. And I think that applies. That's really true. And so, but these people, like therapist and those kind of things, where it isn't necessarily physical energy that you need to put out to get to accomplish a task or a job, you can still use your brain and your and see and take care of people. And that's what these people are doing. And that's why when you choose a career, it's not that bad to think about something that can sustain you into your older age, because you like doing what you like to do, right?
Yes, I know.
Why not?
That's how I feel. I sold a business a couple of years ago. Everybody thought that was, my swan song, you know, that I was doing that because it was time to get out of the business. I obviously didn't do that and continue to work with clients and take on new clients. And it's just because I love doing it. I love what I do. And I, you know, I look at all these people that write these books that I've read, and there's so many of them. Encore is one big book. The Next Life is another one. But all of these books are books that refer to what do you do for the next phase of your life? Because as this author just said, most people assume that when this all this was written earlier about Social Security and other pension plans, that 65 was the time that was it. You couldn't work past 65. And like you just said, it's very true that most of those jobs that they were talking about were physical. You know, if you were somebody who worked in a factory, how many years could you continue to take that kind of physical abuse to your body, to your back, to your legs, all that stuff? And so that's the way it worked. But as we're getting more and more away from a lot of the physical stuff and more of a service-oriented environment, as long as you can put a computer in front of you and you can move the mouse around, you got a job. And these are people, even in my own family, people who are in their 20s and 30s who are doing that. They're working from home, and all they do is sit behind a computer the entire day. I'm not saying it's trivial stuff they do, but it is something that doesn't demand a lot physically. And maybe we'll find out in the future it does, because we're not moving. And, you know, that's maybe not a good thing either. But to the extent that there can be something in between, we're good. And I think that we have to stop thinking that way.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I think it's about time.
It is.
Okay. So we will see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.